Dr. Kevin Burke, Dean of the Blair College of Health at Queen's University of Charlotte, welcoming you to Sports Illuminated. I appreciate you tuning in. This podcast is dedicated to Stan the Man. Just so you know, I'm a big-time St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan. My wife and I got married. We got married on a Friday night in Springfield, Illinois. And before we launched out on our honeymoon on Sunday afternoon, the Saturday preceding that Sunday, we were at a St. Louis Cardinals baseball game. My wife is also a St. Louis Cardinals baseball fan, so maybe that had something to do with our getting together. Anyway, Stanley Frank Musial, born November 21st, 1920, played his entire career, 22 seasons, with the Major League Baseball St. Louis Cardinals. Of course, he was nicknamed Stan the Man. There's a couple of stories about how that nickname came about, both of them based upon how he tore up another team during a three-game series. Stan the Man had a record 24 All-Star selections. Now, you hear what I said there? 24 All-Star selections, but only played 22 seasons. Now, you might wonder, how did that happen? Well, for a brief period, Major League Baseball actually had two All-Star games per season. So that's how you can have that seemingly discrepant statistic. By the way, Stan Musial's tied with Willie Mays, another great baseball player, with the number of All-Star selections. Stan the Man is considered one of the greatest baseball players in history. This is one of my favorite statistics about Stan the Man. His career, overall, he had 3,630 hits, which ranked fourth all-time, and the most spent with any career spent with only one team. But he had exactly 1,815 hits at home, 1,815 hits on the road. So it didn't matter where Stan the Man played. He was consistent. It's just amazing. Now, what you may not know are some other statistics. He had 475 home runs during his career. He was the National League MVP three times. He won three World Series championship titles. And, of course, was a first ballot inductee to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1968. He was born in Donora, Pennsylvania. And things I've read about Stan the Man, he wasn't a really great high school student. He was mostly interested in sports. He was signed to a professional contract by the Cardinals in 1938. He was actually an outfielder until he was trying to dive, do a somersault, make a catch, and hurt his shoulder. He'd been a pitcher. And while he had a decent record, I wouldn't say he was a great pitcher, but he wasn't doing too badly either. So before he made his debut in 1941 into the Major League Baseball, he was converted to an outfielder. And you may know later on he also became a first baseman, becoming one of the few players to play both 1,000 games in two different positions. His first full season with the St. Louis Cardinals, they won the World Series in 1942. The next season, he led the National League in six different offensive categories, and that's when he earned his first MVP. Musial also joined the service, so, you know, he did his duty for his country. He actually even played baseball in the service. So, while he, you know, missed an entire 1945 season in the Navy, he was still young enough to be able to come back. In one of his seasons, 1948, when he won another MVP, he was one home run shy of winning the Triple Crown. So again, amazing baseball statistics. Stan Musial was married for almost 23 years. Early stories of his father was his father didn't want him to play sports. Musial was also a very good basketball player, and actually was offered a scholarship to play basketball by the University of Pittsburgh. So again, a really interesting career. He had a lot of statistics we could go through with Stan Musial, but I think what most people would like for you to know about Stan the Man, by the way, there is a statue of Stan Musial outside Busch Stadium that has his batting stance, and one of his early coaches called his batting stance looked like a criminal peeping around the corner to see if there was the police were coming around. So again, he had a very unusual batting stance, which, by the way, he later changed so that he could add a little bit more power because he heard that people wanted to see him hit more home runs. So again, he just amazing statistics. Another thing that will sort of tell you a little bit about the character of Stan the Man was that, you know, he had a contract one season for $100,000. And then when he didn't do well that year, he went and asked to have his salary reduced. And it was reduced to $80,000. Now think about that in comparison to today's major league players. And, you know, I'm not saying that I would go and ask to have my contract reduced either. But again, think about that. Someone saying, I really didn't deserve the money that I made last year. Could you just lower my salary? So again, Stan the Man was an amazing baseball player. He was beloved in St. Louis. One of the things that they wrote about Stan Musial, you have to relate this to Ty Cobb, said Ty Cobb left baseball with more money and less friends than anybody. And when Stan Musial left baseball, he said he left with more money and more friends than anybody. So again, Stan Musial, amazing, amazing baseball player. He was, after his playing career, he was named a vice president for the St. Louis Cardinals in 1963 and stayed there for about 3 years. He also served as President Lyndon Johnson's physical fitness advisor. He also was told that he considered John F. Kennedy his buddy. So again, you know, politically, he knew people as well. Before the 1967 season, the Cardinals named Stan Musial the general manager. And he oversaw the club's world championship that year. So again, he did a lot of things, and he even helped with player contract negotiations during that time. So again, it's amazing that some of the things that Stan Musial did, and his impact is wide and widespread beyond just baseball. The statue I mentioned earlier was erected outside of Busch Stadium in 1966, and of course it was moved to the new Busch Stadium for the first season in 2006. When Musial was elected to the Hall of Fame, he was named on 93.2% of the ballots. So again, that's again amazing consistency. Everyone recognized how great he was. Stan Musial threw out the first pitch in the fifth game of the 2006 World Series and delivered the ceremonial first pitch to President Barack Obama to 2009 Major League All-Star Game. At one point during Albert Pujols, the former Cardinals' career, he was nicknamed El Hombre, which means the man in Spanish. But to Albert Pujols, in deference to Stan the Man, said he didn't want to be called the man because there's only one man that gets that respect, and that's Stan Musial. So again, Stan Musial received a launching of a campaign by the St. Louis Cardinals to receive the Presidential Medal of Freedom for his lifetime achievement and service. And then on February 15th, 2011, Stan Musial was awarded that Presidential Medal of Freedom by Barack Obama. Barack Obama called him an icon, untarnished, a beloved pillar of the community, and a gentleman you'd want your kids to emulate. So again, an amazing career and amazing life for Stan Musial. So again, I apologize for those of you who may not be Cardinal fans, but Stan Musial died January 19th, 2013, at age 92. Just some other things you might want to know if he was before your time. He batted left-handed, threw left-handed. His debut in baseball was September 17th, 1941, and his last major league appearance was September 29th, 1963. His lifetime batting average, .331. I've already mentioned his 3,630 hits, half on the road, half at home, and his 475 home runs, and 1,951 runs batted in. Played his entire career with the St. Louis Cardinals, won 7 National League batting championships, in 1957 won the Lou Gehrig Memorial Award. His number 6 has been long retired by the St. Louis Cardinals, and he also made Major League Baseball's All-Century team. So I'll end this podcast by saying, Stanley Frank Musial, thank you for your lifetime. Thank you for your career. And as a St. Louis Cardinals fan, you will always be Stan the Man. If you have any questions or comments about Sports Illuminated, don't hesitate to contact me on my website, www.sportsilluminated.com. This is Dr. Kevin Burke saying thanks for listening to Sports Illuminated.